Mitch, thanks for joining us on 3RW Footy. That must have been as satisfying a football match as you've played in, I'd imagine.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys. It's one of. Obviously, you know, I've played a couple of finals with the Blues, and they're pretty good wins on the belt. But we've won three games here and two against Melbourne Mob, so it's what you probably look at the picture at the start of the year, and you see what those games are going to play against the other team, and it's come out good for us.
Mitch, some people for some reason struggle playing against their old club, but you just seem to have really steeled yourself to have a good run. 15 tackles, as Tim just mentioned, is huge. 33 touches and a goal. Was that what your thoughts were going into the game, that no matter what, I'm just going to have an impact on this game and do everything I can to help us win?
Not really. It's one of those games where you just don't care how you play this. You can contribute a little bit and just make sure you think it's a win. That's what you're really going there for. But I've spoken to, you know, past players like Eddie Betts and a couple others how to go about it, and he's had some good games against his old team, and I'll just try to take a little bit from that. And I was lucky enough just to play my role for the team last night, and you know, get a few tackles and touches along the way.
You're being very modest, Mitch. Justin Lippich. Justin
Lippich. Yeah, Mitch now.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Justin Lippich, your coach, said in his press conference after the game, he referred to you as a terrific leader, as good a leader as we've got, and he described you as the ultimate professional. Now, is this the mature Mitch, or were those qualities there previously but perhaps a little unrecognised?
No, I've definitely paid him under the table to say those things, mate. It's been a bit of a wake-up call, I guess, last year. You know, I do have a young family, and you know, I kind of hit home when I wasn't too sure if I'd be able to provide for him for, you know, with the football, in football terms. So leadership's always kind of been there. It wasn't really just at the front of my footy, and, you know, I've relished my role up here. You know, it's a young group. I think the average age is 22 and a half, and to be able to kind of bring some experience and a few games under the belt up here and try and show some of the ways and what I learned from my past experiences at Carlton. So it's going really well. Just been trying to do as much as I can for the team, and you know, I was playing forward for a while there. You had a few injuries up forward, so I was playing as a key tall at some stages. So just relishing my role in midfield at the moment.
Mitch Robinson from the Brisbane Lions with us on 3RW Footy. The next voice you're going to hear is Mick Warner of the Herald Sun. Mitch, so watch out, he'll be quoting you in tomorrow's paper down here.
No worries, helping question.
What happened after the game, Mitch? We're told that Michael Jamieson refused to shake your hand.
Straight into it. there's no dancing around it. There's a, you know, a few words exchanged during the game, and a bit of a scruff, but I didn't you know, read too much into it. That's footy, and I know Jamo pretty well. He's a good bloke, you know, from what I remember.
But Mitch, you had to have been disappointed with that, mate. I mean, if I was playing against my old team, I'd be pretty shattered if an old teammate didn't shake my hand.
Yeah, it was a bit strange at the time. I was a bit filthy, and it kind of put a bit of damp on the win, just personally for me. But yeah, I think he came on. He went on the Carlton Football Club TV and said that it was just, you know, a spur of the moment and a bit of heat in the game, and he's a bit disappointed with the result. So, in that sense, I can kind of see how he's feeling. We've both had pretty tough years, but I just kind of expected just to go over and give a handshake and say, you know, good work, keep it up. Just go from there, so I don't know, yeah.
Mitch, you're new to Brisbane, obviously. What's your read on how the club's going, the team's going? Do you think the team's going that poorly, the club's going that poorly, that it's a fair question to ask for a compensation pick in the draft, the extra pick? Or do you think that it should just be the one pick, whether it's pick one or pick two, whatever it ends up being at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think, though, honestly, the team, we've had our fair share of injuries this year, especially the key players, and we're finally getting some tall targets back that are getting a few games on the belt. So all that kind of stuff left up to the AFL community, yes, and the head of the AFL. But, you know, they got kind of stiff with the expansion clubs coming in, and they probably didn't get what they deserved at the time, and there's been a few players that have left that have been first-round draft picks. So they've been kind of stitched there in a way, but we're just focusing on our footy at the moment, and I guess when the season's done, that's when everyone can have their say on what we deserve and what we don't deserve. So we've got three games to go, or two games to go, whatever it is, and hopefully we can just go from there and get a couple more wins. And we don't really care where we place, we just want to give 110% every weekend and just put in a good show and go into next year with a few wins on the board.
And just a final one. I've always wondered how your body holds together and your head holds together.
Because
you put it all on the line over and over again every time you go out there. You're 26, I think I'm right in saying. Yep. How does the body feel? 20, 24 or 34?
Well, in contract terms, the body's feeling great, but it's been a long year, mate, I can tell that. But, we've got a good crew down there, good rehab staff and good physios and massages and all that kind of stuff. So, just getting through at the moment. But, yeah, we're just a couple of games to go and we can reassess into the year. We can have a look at what we've got planned for next year.
Well, Mitch, you won't retire to Tassie then, mate, with all those aches and pains. That just the old cold weather just makes you even more sore.
You can coach today, Richard. Get on it. Get us teams down there. That's all
I know.
Good on you, Mitch.
Well, mate, we deserve one, Mitch. We should have a team down there.
I reckon we deserve one, mate. But that's just us Tasmanians sticking together, I think.
Yes, we do. We love to stick together. We have to, Mitch. Everyone gives it to us all the time.
But, hey.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Mitch, great to have a chat with you, and well done. I reckon
it was terrific, Mitch,
to see you do so well last night, and all the best for the rest of the year and beyond up in Brisbane.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.